Our Father, our Jesus, and our Holy Spirit, thank you this morning for what you will release, for the directions that you have for us, for the corrections that you have for us, for the prophetic insight that you have for us. I thank you in advance and whatever else it is that you have for us to do. Whatever it is that you desire that we pray out, release your word, your desire into this place that is called earth, this place that belongs to you. And to and about the people that belong to you. By whatever means, I thank you for the language that you have given us that we can yield to the Spirit, your Spirit, Father, to the Spirit that raised you from the dead, Jesus. The Spirit that knows everything, to the most important person in this earth. The one that lives in us. And we seem to know so little about you, Holy Spirit. We pray in a language that you supply, and we think about you at times, and we dishonor you, and we honor you at times. And we should always honor you. So I yield to you this morning to do the will of the Father and to do the kingdom work of the King, Jesus. Whatever it is that you want to release in this earth today, I sense your power. I sense your authority. I sense your heart this morning. And I thank you for allowing that to be. I thank you that I'm here to work with you. That I'm your vessel, your tongue, your eyes, your ears, your hands, whatever you want to do with this today. Everything I have gathered and already belongs to you. And I desire to use it according to your will. That's the talent that you've loaned me or given me. It's the finances that you've loaned me or given me or given me access to. That's the speech. That's the wisdom, knowledge, understanding. That's the will, the emotions. All of it. So I thank you for it. And I do not take it and act as if it was my own. I yield everything that I am to you because I own nothing. Nothing. I brought nothing into this world, and for sure I will take nothing out. And even what I leave for others, I can only pray, believe, that they will grow it in the direction that you want it to grow, in the direction of the kingdom of God. So I pray this morning for all of us to have understanding, a deeper understanding, a wider understanding, an understanding of obedience for the kingdom of God. Thank you. Yes. And with that, we start in praying and allowing you to pray through us in your language, and the language that of the Father, and the language to the Father and to Jesus. Let's pray in tongues.
I ask you to forgive us. Forgive us, dear Lord, for giving you our opinions, for speaking our opinions rather than speaking your word and your will. I thank you and I praise you for that today, that our opinions come from this earth. It does not come from the kingdom of God. And as those that say they are kingdom citizens, as the church, those that say that they are kingdom citizens, that they are sons of the Most High, that we are those that are in obedience and in alliance with you, obedient sons, those that have laid down their lives, and that trust you and you only in what it is that we do and where it is that we go, that sonship, that's mature sonship. But those that are children, those that are teens, those that are little kids, those that are all of that in the kingdom of God. Father, I pray this morning that you help them, that you assign them, that you assign people to them that help them to walk in this thing that is called faith in the kingdom of God, faith in God, because you are the kingdom and you are on the inside of us and you do lead us and you do guide us and you do direct us. And Father, I pray for those that are insecure. I pray for those that are prideful and arrogant. And pretending to be something that they're not. I pray for transparency in this walk that we have with you. Transparency so that those that we lead, those that we walk with, those that we talk with, those that we live with, those that we are with on a day-to-day basis can realize that there is a growth pattern. That it is imperative at this time and this space, in this kingdom, to be true, to be honest, to be transparent about where they are, and not try to pretend and be puffed up about areas that they know nothing about. Father, I thank you that you let us know, that Holy Spirit, that you are working in us to let us know that there is no shame in growth. There is no shame in ignorance. There is no shame at all in that. And what we don't know and we pretend to know, we will never know. You will never teach us. Because it goes against the grain of what it is that you say. To thyself be true, that we must walk in truth with ourselves first and then with you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Because because if we don't come to you in honesty, if we don't come to you in righteousness, if we don't come into you in seeking the kingdom of God to operate in the way in which it should be operated, then we walk in a falseness and we have gone and pretended all through our lives, and then we die, and then there is no place for us. There is no place because we have lived the life of a lie. So, Father, I thank you. I thank you for honesty. I thank you for purity. I thank you for holiness in your body of Christ. And I ask you to search me in every area of my life and reveal the things to me that and how it is that you see what it is that I see. I thank you that I want to see me through your eyes. I want your eyes to show me, your eyes to reveal, your eyes, that is a pleasure, that is an honor, that is a privilege, that is a joy, that is the joy of the Lord that shows me that you love me so much that you would look and you would tell me and you would reveal truth to me. My God. That's a father. That's a friend. That Jesus, that's a friend. That Holy Spirit, that's all of those things. That's someone that cares. Oh, my God, I thank you and I praise you for that. I thank you and I praise you that you don't leave us where we are if we want to change. And I thank you that as you reveal this to us, that we will receive it in a joy, that those that have any maturity at all will receive it as a joy, not as a condemnation, not as a rebuke, not as any of that, but as love, the love of God, the love of God. You said that love covers a multitude of sin, and what it is, I cover you and reveal you. Oh, yes, yes, yes. I heal. That word cover means it heals a multitude of sin. It heals a multitude of wrong marks, of thinking, of moving, of doing things. It is not just about the sex and all of these things, but it is missteps, small and large, and whatever kind of way it is. Only you know whether they're small or large. I mean, none of us do. You're the judge, Jesus. All that judgment's been left up to you. But it means those things that we have misstepped in. It means those little errors. It means all of those things. And your love redirects it. It means that it covers it. It changes it. It moves it. It lets us know about it. It doesn't let it be known out there before it's known in here. But it will reveal it. It lets it be known that this will hurt this, and this will hurt this, and this will hurt this. So reveal it. Let it be known. Don't walk in shame about it. Let it be seen. Let it be known. Oh, I made this, it brings you into transparency. That's what it's talking about. So I thank you and I praise you for that this morning. I thank you that it begins with us. It begins with me. It begins with every person on this call. That the beginning of wisdom, that the fear of the Lord, that the awe of the Lord, that the fear of who it is that you are, that I would walk in a falsity. Oh, my God, that the fear of that is the beginning of wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding and the insights and the growth and the wealth and all of that. Father, I thank you that there is many, many in the body, even maybe on this call, that will never grow financially, that will never grow in that area because of the truth that money is spiritual and in the realm of the spirit, my God, that it's an idea and it is spiritual and it is meant for in the spirit to manifest in the physical, that natural place in the spirit is to manifest in the natural. So, Father, I ask you this morning to help. I ask you to assist. I ask you, Holy Spirit, to assist those that have chosen this far. Give them the insight and letting them know that they're their own worst enemy in all of the body of Christ. My God.
my God, my God, that the truth, that they shall know the truth, that they shall have an intimate place in you, an intimate place with you. And that truth will allow them to be free from being broke, being sick, walking in difficulties, walking in difficulties of the mind, that they shall know the truth. They shall know you. They shall have that intimate place with you, because anyone that has an intimate place with you can walk in that truth, can walk in the truth of the love of God, of the direction of God, of the business realm of God, to be about the Father's business, to walk out of the realm of the beginning, to walk out of the low realm and start to walk in the higher realms, and to produce what it is that you want in the earth, because we walk with that assurance, not just talking the talk, but from the inside out. And then we have discipline over our own lives, discipline over our bodies, discipline over our finances, discipline over every area that you have given us to gift in to work, because we owe nothing and we owe nothing, all of that. But you have given us access to all. So what we have access to, it all depends on our relationship, on what it is, our relationship with your principles, with the principles, because the principles work all the time. They work while we sleep. They work when we're awake. They work at all times, and they will work for anyone. They are always at work. And as I heard a minister say, a man of God, you say yesterday, a businessman say, let the principles work. Employ the principles. And oh my gosh, when he said that, I heard it, but I didn't hear it. And then you started to open it up, Holy Spirit. And so I so thank you. Employ the principles of God in my life. Employ them in every aspect of my life, and they start to grow. They start to produce. They bring forth. They work while I'm sleeping. They work while I'm working. They work while I'm thinking. They work while I'm having intimate times with you, Father. They work while I'm having those times with Jesus. They work while I'm having those with one another. They work at all times. Having those principles, they always work. And they work because they're yours, the principles of the kingdom of God, the principles of the word of God. Oh, my God, you are no respecter of person. You're even opening that up even the more for me, and I thank you for that. You are no respecter of person, but you are respecter of your principles. My God, my God, my God. Understanding your culture. Living the life of your culture. Living the life of the fear of the Lord. That you are the only being, the only one that is awesome. You're the only one that can take our breath truly away. Oh my God, where there's words that cannot describe you. There's words are impotent at times in describing who you are and how you are. That with these principles and the fear of the Lord, realizing that we're spiritually needy, those that are poor in spirit, those that desire the more, will inherit the earth. Operate in this earth because it's saying, teach me, train me. A leader, but yet a student. Oh my God, I so thank you for that this morning. I so thank you to let me see how I operate in heaven and how I practice it out here in the earth. And then as I master that, as I master this thing called self-control. My God, my God, my God. Oh, is actually loving myself. Is loving myself as you love me. Oh, my God, yes. I never saw that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's loving myself as you love me. It's allowing the changes that need to be made in me, the adjustments so that I can produce and carry this vision, carry the visions that you have placed on the inside of me, making them come into the manifestation, into the earth, so that millions and billions and all kinds of people globally can be blessed, can be changed, can be helped. And oh, shkesh, kerebas, kali, ikalaha, kando, dopos, kalasak, ikalaho, kepia, karga. And in this, I get ideas and I get these inventions and I get these things that I actually draw the people that know how to do the different parts. I draw them to myself because as I pour these things out, as I pour out truth, as I pour out love, as I pour out the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding, as I release the parts that I am to release, that it will draw those people. It will go out and it will draw those people. My God, my God, it's a principle. It's a principle of give, and it will be given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Well, God, will you have those given to my bosom? What it is that I need, what it is that I need to connect with, what it is that I need to do, how I need to package this, how I need to say it, how I need to do what it is that I need to do, who it is that I need, the who's in my life to take care of the house. Oh, Father, I thank you. The collaboration, all of these things, because nothing is done. There is no business that I want to own by myself. There is no business, no venture that I want to do by myself. I thank you and I praise you that you are sending people to collaborate. Ha, dobo sakaria korekata. For us to have the talks, for us to have think tanks, for us to have to throw these ideas back and forth and come out with the great idea, with the great God idea. Oh, Father, I thank you and I praise you for that. I ask you to forgive me for any time, past or I don't believe it's now, but any past time that I decided that I wanted to have all the answers, my God, how stupid. Oh, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for raising us from stupidity, that in whatever it is that we do, collaboration, find having these other people that can do this and do this and do this. And I thank you. I thank you for the word delegation. In all of this, I thank you for delegation. I thank you for trusting others to do what it is that they can do. And I do what it is that I can do. And so much more gets taken care of when everybody does their part. My God, my God, my God, I thank you and I praise you. I thank you and I praise you. Oh, randa la banco corre gay tele dasco. Come on, keep praying in tongues so that you can start to see this.
the things that in your life, the businesses and the things that are in you, that the collaboration, that is not just having contracts with people, it's not just having people pay, but it's the collaboration, because this is what think tanks are about. This is what talking one to another. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000, and then it goes and goes and goes, and that collaboration, this is called the body of Messiah. This is called the oneness. This is called where it is that nobody will be able, none of us will be able to bring forth what it is that God wants brought forth by ourselves. My God, I thank you for the divine connections. I thank you for the men and women and boys and girls. I thank you for the young people that you are bringing into my life that are open and are able to help those that are after something more than just playing on a phone, that they realize that life is important. They realize that they have some content, that they have something that the world needs. Oh my God. And then, that they don't just want a job. Oh my Lord Jesus, the lowest realm. Oh, my Lord, and not just implementation, not just going to a job, coming back, having a good job, a bad job, any of those things. I thank you that the awakening of young people and the ideas and the things that you have placed into them. Oh, my gosh, I thank you. I thank you for the love that I have for them and the love that they have for me. I don't know what it is, but, oh, my God, I thank you for that. I thank you for the leadership. I thank you that allowing them to see that they can work with anyone. I thank you for bridging the gap that the adversary wanted to have, that it's like, oh, no, the young people and the old people don't work together. But I thank you that you are having me realize and having them realize that that is a lie, that working with them is a joy, that working together, that these generations, that there is no generational gaps. There is no generational gaps in my life. I thank you and I praise you that we flow together, that my Lord, my Lord, my Lord, because I come to you as a little child. I come to you in that, and I thank you. Oh, my God, do I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you this morning for the businesses. I thank you for the ideas. I thank you for the things that you are revealing to those that are willing to collaborate, that are willing and desiring not to have it so that they get all the credit. This is what I did. I did. I did. I did. I did. Oh, no. This is what we as our team, this is what these people did, and that it's a real team, because it's every idea works. Every idea is important. Every voice is important. Oh, my God. And as a group, we come together sitting, oh, that would stinks. Oh, yeah, that was pretty good. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And that we can laugh at them. And no, that one ain't going to work right now. We'll just put that one on the shelf. It may have its place, but it doesn't have its place in this one. Not in this idea, not in this one. Or in this one, that's pretty good. This is okay. This is okay. This is the one that we're going to go with. This is the one that everybody decides that this is the one we're going to go with. This will push us out. This will push us. This will push us. This will expand us. This will make it so. Then the body of Messiah, the kingdom of God, the culture of the Lord, the culture of the kingdom of God can start to expand, can go into the governments, can go into all of these different places because of the clout of the kingdom of God, the manifestation of the king. Who sent you? My king sent me. You're what? My king sent me. Because you need my help. You need $1 gazillion. You need this. You need this information. I'm going to put this in this infrastructure. But here's the caveat. You no longer run it this way.
this is what will happen. This is how it will work. This is what it is. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The culture. This is what we believe. This is how it is that we believe. And everybody is important. Everybody is valuable. Everybody will truly have the opportunity to be able to get paid for ideas, to get paid for this, to get paid for this. Everybody will have the opportunity to advance. Everyone will. Because it's the culture of the kingdom of God. Father, I thank you and I praise you that this is what Deuteronomy 8:18 means. This is what you give us the authority. You give us the authority to bring your wealth into the earth so that your covenant, your culture, oh yes, your ways, your norms, yes, not Christianity, not religion, but the way you do business can manifest in the earth. It's about the business of the kingdom. It is not about the religion of the kingdom. And Father, whether people believe in you or not, I pray that the right people, I do not pray that everybody be a Christian or a so-called believer that is in, that gets put into office. But I do pray that your principles will operate and it will change. I pray that your will is done in their lives. Your will is done for whatever season. And I thank you that you reveal to us what that really looks like. Even those that are believers or kingdom citizens or sons, that you reveal what it really looks like. I repent for us, your body. I repent for us, your body, as being so arrogant as thinking we know what every believer looks like, how it is that you worked in them and through them. Yes, there are principles, there are certain guidelines, but there are temperaments, there are ways, there are words, there are things that we think that we have judged by our piety, our religious order as to how this should be done and how this should be done. My Lord, my Lord, and those that are broker than a joke. It's a joke as to how broke they are. Manifesting, trying to say what should be done when they won't even do what it is that they need to do. Father, forgive them because they know not what they do. These are your words, Holy Spirit. I thank you. I so thank you for your grace and your mercy that we, your people, that those that are truly your sons, that those that are kingdom citizens, that those that belong to the household of faith, that those that are the body of Christ, stop trying to be the head, but to be the body, to be the one where the head speaks and is carried out through the body. Strip all the religion from us. Let us know, no, that's your way of thinking. That is not how I called him. That is not how I called her. Let us spend the time when we see something with another person and we're ready to judge it. God, how did you make them? How did you design them to operate? God, don't let me judge with my judgment, with my temperament, with my personality, or my whatever it is that I have created? What did you design them to do? Before I speak, about a candidate, before I speak about any of them, what did you design? That I pray for them first, that your will be done, that your kingdom would manifest, that you would reveal to me how to pray for them. How to pray for them. Whether it's Mr. Biden, whether it's Ms. Harris, whether it's Mr. Trump, whether it's the Supreme Court, whoever it is, any of those world leaders, and how to pray for every nation that I let come out of my mouth to pray for. Don't let me be a parrot, because a parrot has no power. It has no brains. It just repeats what it is that it hears. I don't want to do that. I don't want to be that in any area of my life. Not as your son. Not as one in the earth. You made us to be innovators. But you made us to know. You made us to pray. You made us to ask. You have not the right information about that one because you have not asked. Ask me how to pray for them. Ask me how to pray for that pastor. Ask me how to pray for that apostle. Ask me how to pray for them. Ask me how to pray for this nation. Ask me how to pray for these cities. Talk to me about them on a daily basis. Don't just come together once a week or once a month or once a year or whatever it is and decide now I'm going to get ready to go ahead and do it. No, let it be a part of my heart. Let it be a part of my life. Let me desire. Let me have that desire, that burning desire for this prayer on Monday, this burning desire for the prayer on Thursday, the burning desire for the prayer on Thursday that I pray in, the burning desire of these other prayer times that I pray. Let me have that burning desire where it burns every day. And then when I get to the group, when I get to with the people, when I get to who it is that I am, it's already a desire. It's your desire, because my burning desire is your desire and your desire is my desire and we're one with it. My God, my God, my God. And I come and you've already shown me, you've already revealed some of these things. So then when I allow you, Holy Spirit, when I work with you, Holy Spirit, where we work together, where I yield to you as your vessel, then it starts to be revealed. Oh, how I thank you that you have changed these prayer times. You have changed the things that you've had me to do over all of these years. I thank you and I praise you for that. But I thank you that you're making another shift. I thank you for the shift. I thank you for the shifting and all of these things. That all of these prayers, that all of these prayer groups, that all of these prayer times, that it become an earnest thing, that it becomes it, that it becomes even the more that we have done what we have done up until now. But what you're doing, you're requiring more. I'm requiring more of you. I'm requiring that you come prepared. I'm requiring that you come into the meetings, come into Sundays prepared. That you have
done all of your bathing. You've cleansed under your arms. I've cleansed myself. I've cleansed. I've cleansed. I've cleansed. I've washed between my toes. I've done all the washing. I've done all of these things by the washing of the word before I come. So that my attitude and the atmosphere, that I bring the smell, I bring that sweet smell of the Spirit of God into that place. I bring healing, I bring deliverance, I bring all of it into that place. Because it is not a hospital. It is a place where the revealing, where the revelation of God can come forth in the power that it is to come forth in. And if those that come in that don't know you, anyone there can minister to them. Anyone there can put an arm around them and healing will manifest. They will come into a place and say, my God, when I came in here, this is what's happening. And then when we go out into the place, when we go into all of the world, that we release the gospel of the kingdom of God. Not salvation, not healing, not faith, not any of those things, but the kingdom of God. Which is, this is what you've been looking for. You've been looking for this kingdom. Are you tired of having to figure everything out for yourself? The kingdom of God is here. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord. And if you don't know how to preach the kingdom, just walk with Jesus. Be him in the earth. As he is, so am I. In other words, walk as him in Matthew. Walk as him in Mark. Walk as him in Luke. Walk as him in John. And then what will happen as you walk as him in your daily life, in your room, in your house, as you, in your mind, as you walk as him, then you will release the gospel of the kingdom of God. And then you will walk as they did. You will walk as they did and operate as they did in the book of Acts. Because there will be something in you that will release. And then when you can do what they did, they released the kingdom of God. They preached the kingdom of God. And then they taught about who it was, who the king is, which is Jesus. And then when you tell a person about Romans 10, when they raise that hand and say, oh, no, I salute. I'm in this. And I do count him as Lord. I believe this in my heart. And now I say it with my mouth that he is Lord, owner of everything in my life. My God, my God, my God. What caliber of people we will have in the kingdom. We will have truly people that when they hit hard things, they're not complaining about the hard things. You'll realize that all it is a challenge, is a struggle. Because in this life, you will have difficulties. But be of good cheer, because he's already overcome it, because you're a kingdom citizen now. And your king's got this. What you're doing is you're going through, you're taking up your cross, you're building yourself for the next dimension, for the next level, for the next part, the next phase in your life. You're walking through this for someone else so that you can walk through and build a greater business and build a greater thing that it is in the kingdom and for the kingdom, for a greater number of people that you will have to be able to release, that you will help to grow. God, I thank you for everything. I thank you and I actually thank you for everything, for everything I've gone through. That all it did, that everything that I have gone through didn't happen to me, it happened for me, to strengthen me, to bring me to a place where you are first.
to know that I need you and that I have you and that we walk as one and that your voice is in me. Oh, my God, I thank you for that. And I thank you that the knowledge of that is growing and growing and growing. So that as I speak it the way that you made me. Oh, Father, I pray for all of us that we're stripped from every bit of thing that we have designed that we think is you. And it's not. That we be a people that's real. And that we're willing to go through whatever it is. As you said, persecution would come. My God, my God. I worship you. I praise you. Let's pray in tongues for a while. In thanksgiving and asking him to reveal to you in the language that he, that you can hear it. So that it strips another layer of the religious pharisaical Sadducetical, religious or cynical, whatever it is that is called off of us. Oh, Father, that we're not living a life that's somebody else's life. That we're not living a life to please ourselves. My God, to please ourselves by trying to impress somebody else. And becoming a failure unto you. But help us to see the areas that we're narcissistic in. Pretending in. So that we can come forth in the boldness with ourselves. The part of you that we are to express and to be in this corporate body. So that we don't taint the body. God is all about being this corporate oneness. Not about how different I can be, not about how deep I can be. But let me be the part that I am to be in this body that is fitly joined together. So that we can produce in this earth the model that you have designed so that we can occupy, so that we can dominate the different realms, the different kingdoms, the different areas of governments. And all a government means is the parts that run a nation, a city, a world, that the influence of your kingdom, that your culture colonizes this world. And it only happens as we be who it is that you've made us to be, and we fitly join together. It will never be one person. It will never be one little group. It will be the body of Messiah. Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus, help us be who you made us to be, so that we are this body, fitly joined together. Let me be a part that I'm to be, whether it's a part of a colon, whether it's a bladder, whatever. I don't care whether it's a bone and a toe. Just let me fit where I'm, where you made it so that I would fit. Whether it's a vessel, whatever, wherever, because it's the perfect place that you made for me. I don't have to be the voice. I don't have to be the mouthpiece. I don't have to be the one that's seen. All I want to be is the one that's obedient to my call. That the millions of people that I'm supposed to affect, that I can affect them. And that I'm not alone. That it's with that part of the body, that system of the body, that brings that part in. Because that part, whether it's the buttocks, no matter what part it is, whatever, whatever, it's all one system. It's the corporate, corporation body. It's cooperating. God, let us all believe this way. Let us all think this way. For real, for real. For real. In the middle of the night. In private time. Not where we boasted of man and don't mean it. But let it be. Let whatever it is, it needs to be scraped off of me, out of me. Let it be scraped off and scraped out. You've already given me the strength. You've already given us the strength to allow it. Now let it be. So that your body can operate. So that masses of people can stop being destroyed because we have been rebellious. We, the church, your ecclesia, your body, that we've been selfish and look at what I did. I built this business. I built this. I built this. I did this. I did this. And I have been guilty of that. My God. Thank you. It is we. I thank you for what you released through Crystal yesterday. For it to be revealed that, my God, we work as one. For the vision, the purpose that you have given that house, that joint house, that outreach, which is more than enough ministries. In the in-reach churching training place, which is Astounding Love, a global church fellowship and training, that we train, we equip, and then we move as one. Grow us up so, well, you didn't speak, you didn't love, you didn't, oh, golly, let it be known. A vast thing. I love everybody. I love all of y'all. And everybody just makes that, okay, I love you. Period. Love me back. Love me the way you want to be loved or whatever it is. Let us get about the Father's business. The kingdom. Just like Jesus said, just like you, King, you said, do you know I got to be about my Father's business? I ain't got time for all the rest of this mess. I'm about his business, the business of the kingdom. I'm a son. I got to take care of my Father's business here. It's his business. It ain't about my popularity contest. It's not about my being popular to people. It's not about my making a name for myself. My Lord, it's about the Father's business. Thank you. Praise you. Holy Spirit, I thank you for this time. Thank you, thank you, thank you that you have blessed us with uplifting instructions. But you didn't leave us dumb. You didn't leave this box of rocks just sitting there. Now you broke the box. And now we as the lively stones, these rocks can do what they're to do. The rocks need to cry out. We can cry out. We're lively stones. Let us be lively together and yes. Do the part that we're to do. And celebrate. God, I get to do this. I get to do this. I get to do this. I get to work. I get to work with someone that is truly in the kingdom of God. That I get to really, oh yeah, check me out, Lord. Tell me, is this really kingdom? Am I really depending on you? A couple of things we can do is to check out if we're in the kingdom. Am I really dependent on God? Or am I taking care of myself? Am I making my decisions on what it is that I have rather than what it is that he has? Am I in this world and operating in this world? Am I operating from where it is that I see things? Well, I can't do this because I got to do this, and I got to do this because I can't do this, and I can't, and I know, and that. You ain't in the kingdom. I'm not in the kingdom if I'm operating that way. That's not the kingdom of God. We got to be honest with ourselves and honest with God about the kingdom. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Yes, I will do that. I will do that. He says that we're going to go through what kingdom citizenry looks like, what it really looks like.